Talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. Roy Lee, we've had quite a bit of devastation in our state, tornado activity in several different places, both in very, very rural areas as well as some fairly significant metropolitan suburban areas. I know there's been good response from the pork industry, including the Pork Council itself.
Yeah, you know, you can't turn on the television today without seeing images. You haven't been able to for a week, and it's heartbreaking. I'm not even sure heartbreaking is the right word for what I see and what I feel when I see those pictures. But we have a tradition of pitching in and helping folks out. Go back to the May 99 tornadoes, both in Oklahoma City and Mulhall. You know, so this is not something new for us. We believe we have a responsibility to support our communities, and there's not a better way to do that than what we're working on right now. We've been able to work with the folks at Operation Barbecue, which is a group of barbecue competition teams that got together, and they now travel across the country to these natural disaster sites. They started after the Joplin tornado and then went to after Hurricane Sandy up in the Northeast, and now they're hearing more. And we've donated almost 2,000 pounds of pork butts to them. Seaboard Foods has also sent them about 2,300 pounds of pork butts. The Tyson Food folks sent their Meals That Matters truck here. Murphy Brown folks sent us bottled water, pallet of bottled water that we'll be able to use in donations. And then on Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, we'll be out at Shawnee at the farmer's market grilling. We've got 1,000 pork burgers to grill and help feed folks, number one, that don't have any place to go or don't have food on their table themselves, but also for others who just like to come get a meal and donate to help those out, especially those in the Shawnee, Bethel Acres area, Kearney, up in there. You know, Moore's getting all of the publicity, and rightfully so. The devastation there is tremendous, but we also need to kind of remember that there are folks in other parts of central Oklahoma that also have had real damage. And so we've been in contact with the Emergency Operations Center here with the state and volunteered to help do more. They just need to tell us what they need and where they need it, and we'll try to do that. I've had contact from pork producer associations from Nebraska, from Arizona, from the National Pork Board, wanting to know what they can do. We know there are groups of producers in areas who have called and said, we're ready to get in a car and come to Oklahoma and cook and feed people. You all just tell us what you need and where you need it. And so that's been almost overwhelming what that response has been from my colleagues around the country and from just pork producers all over the country. And I think it speaks volumes to the people that work in our industry.
When we think about talking about some things within the industry going on right now, we've reached kind of the unofficial beginning of summer with Memorial Day weekend. It is time to crank up the grills. And there's some special promotional efforts that the pork industry is kicking into gear this summer.
Sure. You know, the National Pork Board's appropriated some additional dollars this summer to help move some product. One of the big things they're doing is, if you've seen it locally, is a shift in naming from loin chops to similar kinds of names that you'd see for buying steak, so that you'd know if you bought a ribeye steak and you bought a ribeye chop, the ribeye chop's going to be the same cut of meat that you were buying if you bought a ribeye steak. And so there's some of that transition going on. A pork porterhouse chop, it's the same as a beef porterhouse, obviously just comes from a hog. And so there's some transition going on there. So there's some educational components there. We also always see just a tremendous boost in sales and kickoff as people start grilling and wanting to add pork chops and things like that to the grill. You know, I would encourage folks, if you're looking for something to try new things and to do different things on your grill, pick up some ground pork. You can get ground pork in almost any supermarket today. Either make pork burgers themselves, mm-hmm. blend that with your hamburger. Tremendous opportunity there to add some different flavors, some different textures to what would a normal burger be, and your folks will just love it. And gives you an opportunity to do some things a little bit different.
Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.